Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. U.S. stocks plunged again Monday after President Trump unleashed a new verbal attack on giant online retailer Amazon. Since Trump started attacking Amazon, the company has lost more than $37 billion in market value. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 589 points by the close, dropping about 2% in value. The S&P 500 dropped over 2%. The NASDAQ fell nearly 3%. Trump has strongly criticized Amazon three times in the last few days. At least eight people were killed in India Monday as low-caste Hindu groups led violent protests against a Supreme Court ruling on a 1989 law. That law was meant to protect them from caste discrimination, but they claim the ruling weakened it. In several northern and central states, tens of thousands of low-caste Dalit protesters who had called for a nationwide shutdown, blocked traffic, squatted on rail tracks, attacked vehicles, and hurled stones at policemen. Markets and schools were shut down in many towns and cities. About 200 million of India's 1.2 billion people are Dalit. Separatists in Indian-administered Kashmir called for a shutdown Monday in the strife-torn state to protest deadly clashes with security forces the day before that killed 13 rebels, 4 civilians, and 3 soldiers. And the U.S. military says an airstrike in central Somalia has killed 5 al-Shabaab militants and destroyed a vehicle. This is VOA News. Egypt's National Election Authority has declared President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi the victor in last week's 3-day presidential election. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
National Election Authority head Lachine Ibrahim announced Monday that President Sisi won a second term after capturing 21.8 million votes, or just under 98% of all valid ballots. His opponent, Musa Mustafa Musa, who entered the race at the last moment, won just 2% of the vote. Ibrahim told a nationally televised press conference that the election met international standards of transparency. Sisi's landslide win, however, did not take into account over 1.5 million ballots which were either spoiled or cast for candidates not listed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The governing party candidate in Costa Rica won the country's presidential election, voters rejecting a Christian singer who rose to political prominence by campaigning against same-sex marriage. China has increased import duties or tariffs up to 25% on a number of U.S. goods, including pork and fruit, amounting to $3 billion. The tariffs will take effect immediately. They were announced by China's finance ministry, saying the country was responding to a U.S. tariff hike on steel and aluminum that took effect on March 23rd. On Monday, for the second day in a row, President Trump railed against illegal immigration into the country at its southern border with Mexico. He contends the U.S. is being stolen, in his words, by migrants. He complained about a stream of about 1,100 people marching north through Mexico to escape poverty and violence in Central America in long-shot attempts to win asylum in the United States. Tens of thousands of teachers in the U.S. states of Oklahoma and Kentucky took to the streets Monday demanding better pay and more funding for education. Classrooms in both states were closed, some because of the teacher walkouts, some because of scheduled spring breaks. Oklahoma has the third lowest teacher salaries among the 50 U.S. states. The protesters said funding concessions made by state lawmakers last week were not big enough to improve education there. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. O-A.